Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of Penalty Kicks. My name is Samuel Goldberg, alongside with Zachary Soma.
Hello.
And, you know, we have a pretty decent lineup for today. Yeah. Men's and women's continuing their conference play.
Yeah, a lot of games to talk about,
And, you know, playoff predictions, because they're approaching soon.
Yep. Both teams are down to their last 3 matches of the season. The men play tomorrow, August 25th, Friday, against Sacred Heart, while the women also play on Friday. They play at Central Connecticut, while the men play at home.
So, yeah, come out, support your Colonials.
Yes, please come out.
Yeah.
Watch some good soccer, some good playing going on.
Yeah. Well, let's get started here. Let's talk about the men's team. 3-9-2 overall, 2-3-1 in the conference. They're not out of it just yet.
No, they're not. They're hanging in there, so
by a thread.
Yeah. So the top for the both the men's and women's for the NEC conference, it's the top 4 teams in the conference. They'll move on to the playoffs after the regular season. RMU right now stands, that would be 6th in the conference, at 2-3-1 with 7 conference points. That would put them, it's actually tied for 5th with LIU, who also have 7, but they are 2-1-1. So they have a few more games to be played. And over the past few games, they've been okay, to say the least.
Their last 5, I mean, they tied Fairleigh Dickinson 0-0.
I mean they're still 1-3-1 in their last 5, which isn't amazing. To say the least. I mean, they got a nice win over Central Connecticut, at Central Connecticut. That was a nice 3-1 win.
Kept it close against Bryant.
Yeah, kept it close against Bryant, played a decent game.
And then got absolutely rocked against St. Francis.
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
That was not a great game.
No.
Against St. Francis. A road game, and obviously they're going to be coming back home for their game against Sacred Heart, which might help.
Get that home field advantage.
Yeah. I mean, to give the Colonials some credit, two of those goals against for St. Francis came in garbage time late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The game was pretty much already over at that point. But, I mean, still, they gave up 2 quick goals, one in the 23rd, one in the 30th. And when you're already down 2-0 in a hole like that, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially against a team that just played them much better. I mean, the shots were 27-6.
Only 3 on target for RMU. That's,
yeah. And they gave up 11 on target for St. Francis, which is quite a lot.
Yeah.
Even with the 27 shots.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Say the least. You know, RMU couldn't really get anything going offensively. I mean, they did have 4 corner kicks, but it's not a lot in soccer.
Yeah.
Got to generate those offensive opportunities. And St. Francis, they had 9.
Yeah.
That goes to show you that they were absolutely dominating on possession.
Yeah, it was just a disappointing showing all around, especially against, you know, a team that came in when coming into the game, they were tied in the standings with. Both of them were 2-3. Robert Morris had an extra tie in there, but now St. Francis moves up to 3-3, and right now they're in the playoff, and RMU's not. It's as simple as that. They really needed to have a good game against St. Francis, and they just came out flat.
Yeah,
it was not a good performance.
Not a good showing.
No,
not a good
at
showing.
All.
I mean, you know, talking to coach and whatnot, like, that he believes that this team can make the playoffs. It's just doing the simple things. You know, you got to do the simple things in order to score. If you're not doing the simple things, you're not scoring.
Yeah. And here's the thing about them making the playoffs at this point. It's an uphill battle. They had opportunities. I mean, 2 of the teams ahead of them, obviously St. Francis, and the team they played right before that, Bryant, they're in 3rd right now. They had chances to move up in the standings, and they couldn't get it done,
mm-hmm.
which is upsetting. I mean, they played a decent game against Bryant. It ended up going to overtime, and it was just a flurry by Bryant. Just RMU didn't seem like they had much left near the end, and
you know, I kind of get tired and the end of the game.
Yeah. DaCosta for Bryant with both goals. So I couldn't stop him.
No, absolutely not. Couldn't. mark him at all. But, you know, a generally clean game, though, from RMU. You know, no fouls.
No.
Or just a one foul here. Yeah.
And getting off to the early lead is a good thing, because that's something that they've struggled with a lot during the season. Very rarely have they gotten that first goal. And they finally get one, and then
they blow the lead.
Yeah.
Can't do that. You got to get as many points as you can in the NEC.
Yeah. So, again, right now Robert Morris sits with 7 conference points. The leader is Merrimack, who is 5-0 with 15. St. Francis U has 12. They're at 4-2. And then the other two in the playoff right now are Bryant at 3-2 and St. Francis Brooklyn at 3-3, both with 9.
I mean, RMU, they're not out of it.
They're not, but another thing is that they only have 3 games left.
Yeah, so they need to at least go 2-0-1 to, like, have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so the good thing for the men is that they play their next game against Sacred Heart, who is right now second to last in the conference. So hopefully RMU can get a nice win there. And then their next game after that they face Long Island, who is tied with them right now. So that is a huge game for the standings. And then their last game, November 10th, is at St. Francis U, who is currently second.
You know, they need to get at least Sacred Heart and Long Island, they need to win those games.
They need to win those games.
They need to at least draw against St. Francis U.
St. Francis, and you got to look for some help along, and probably in the conference as well. You got to hope that St. Francis Brooklyn maybe drops a few, or Bryant drops a few, which is upsetting, because again they had chances late in the season to put a dent into those standings, and they gave wins to both.
Yeah, and I mean they also took a really bad loss to Merrimack as well, losing 6-0 in that game.
Yeah, Merrimack's really came into the NEC by storm.
Yeah,
given that that's their first year in the conference. And a bit surprising, maybe not as expected to see Merrimack so dominating, but that's just the new reality.
They've taken this NEC by storm.
A new powerhouse in the conference, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. For the whole conference, obviously, it hurts RMU, because without Merrimack, they'd be in fifth right now with still a decent enough chance to make it.
Yeah.
And they're not out of it.
No, not by
any stretch.
No. As a win in soccer is 3 points.
Yeah, they'll just need some help.
Yeah, they need to at least get 7 points. They need to finish with 14 points in order to have a shot.
Yeah, if they finish with 14, I think they have a decent enough chance.
Team leader for goals for RMU, Ricardo Rota. He's been a pleasant surprise this year.
He's been really nice.
For RMU. You know, he's done a lot of work and the coach has asked him to do, and he's getting his opportunities and he's finishing them.
Yeah, he scored the first goal against Bryant, which was their last goal scored since they went scoreless against St. Francis.
Christian Palermo leads the team in assists with 3. He's doing what he's asked. You know, he's making those crosses happen and he's getting the ball in play for Rodoncast.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, right now, I wouldn't say, I mean, definitely earlier in the season, they had some offensive struggles. And it's not like those have gone away. They had a really nice game against Central Connecticut, and then they had another goal against Bryant. But, I mean, other than that, you look at the scores, 5-0 to St. Francis Brooklyn, 6-0 to Merrimack, nothing against Fairleigh Dickinson, another nothing loss back to non-conference play with Duquesne and Longwood. So, I mean, I think they've done better on the offensive front, but right now it's a little bit of the defensive end that's struggling.
Mm-hmm. One person I'm shocked that, like, hasn't put the ball in the back of the net, Christian Corridon, 12 shots on goal, and yet only 1 on the season.
Yeah, it's a rough go for him.
Yeah, it's surprising.
He's getting his chances, which is frustrating. When you have the opportunities and they're just not going in, it's hard to fix that, because, again, you're getting the chances and you're getting in the right areas, but it just whether that be bad bounces or just good opposing goalie play or just maybe shots from the wrong spaces at the wrong times. It's frustrating. It's a hard fix.
One pleasant surprise, though, for RMU is their freshman goalkeeper, Mike Zolnarczyk.
Yeah, he's been great. He's really stepped in. During non-conference play, they really had they rotated through their three goalies, and Mike really stepped up near the end of non-conference play, and he's been solid.
He's got 45 saves on the season, a .672 save percentage.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid with all the shots he's facing.
Yeah, he's facing a lot of shots, but he's making the majority of the saves. It's just that every once in a while there's a game where both him and the team just get shelled, like against Merrimack and against this most recent game against St. Francis Brooklyn. And I mean, even going back to their first game this season against Oakland, Mike got the start there, and they ended up losing 5-1, no fault of his own.
Mm-hmm. But, most of it is his back four, you know. I mean, unless he's not communicating with them, but I highly doubt that because, you know, goalkeepers, our main objective is to communicate because they can see the whole field.
I mean, it is a bit of a learning process on the communication front. I mean, you do have a freshman goaltender back there. You do have some veterans on the back end, which it does help. But, again, you got to get that chemistry mm-hmm. going, and I think it's going to be a process.
Yeah.
And it always is. Every season it's a process on getting that communication down, that chemistry together. And it's a bit worrying to see that those problems still maybe persisting this late into the season.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
that's definitely something that they need to fix up before, if they get into playoffs. And also, Zolnarczyk, 2.37 goals per game allowed, which isn't that bad at all for a freshman keeper with all the shots he's facing.
No, not at all.
Well, the guys, you know, they're hanging in there by a thread for playoffs. And speaking of playoffs, let's take a look at the women side of the spectrum here.
The women's side, they are having similar troubles, mm-hmm. to be completely honest. So right now,
4-9-2 on the season, 2-4-1 in conference play.
Right now, they sit seventh in the conference at, again, 2-4-1 with 7 conference points. It's an uphill battle. So the top four will make it, and right now that is Bryant, Fairleigh Dickinson, Central Connecticut, and Sacred Heart. And they've all had pretty dominant performances over the rest of the conference. And Bryant, Fairleigh Dickinson have not lost one regulation yet. They're at the top of the conference at 5-0-3 and 5-0-2, respectively. And then both Central Connecticut and Sacred Heart are 5-1-1. 16 conference points. And you have RMU down there at 2-4-1 with 7. It would really take a miracle for the women to sneak into the playoffs, which is disappointing because I think they've had a decent season.
Yeah, like just looking at their past games, you know, they haven't lost by a lot.
All their games
have been close. They just haven't been able to finish them off.
Yeah, and this most recent stretch where they've gone 0-2-1 really hurt them. I mean, they played a great game against Sacred Heart, who's right now in the playoffs. They only lost 1-0. I mean, you can't really fault them for that. And then the next game against Fairleigh Dickinson, who came in undefeated in conference play and tied them. That's a great performance.
You know, they got a point from Fairleigh Dickinson. Yeah. And
St. Francis right now is fifth. They played them, lost 2-1. They're putting up decent performances, but they're just falling short, and that's frustrating and disappointing.
Like, they know that their opportunities are there and they're just not completing them. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
For any team, like, losing games like that close and like being this close to being in the playoff spot and you just can't finish off games. Yeah. It's frustrating.
In a few of these games, it's just like mental mistakes. There's been a few games this season where it's been 1-0. And that one goal has been an own goal.
Yeah.
And that's even more frustrating. It feels like the women's team is right there. They've been right there that entire season. They've just fallen just short.
Yeah, they've I mean, next year, if they can do what they're doing this year and finish off games, they're definitely going to make noise next year.
Yeah, I think they have a young enough core.
Oh yeah.
To do so, obviously they're going to lose some pieces. Mm-hmm. That's typical in any college season. You're going to lose some key players, but the big thing with college is you need more people. You need new people to come and step up, and I think the women's side has that opportunity. I think mm-hmm. they have the talent there to, and it's unfortunate that we have to already look towards next season.
Yeah. Because the playoff chances for the women, they're very, very slim.
Yeah.
There is still a chance that things could go their way, but they need to win yeah. these last three games. They need to go 3-0. So 3-0 to have a chance.
Yeah. Their next game is against Central Connecticut, which is going to be a tough one. They're third right now in the conference, so they need a win there. Their next game is against Bryant, who is top. So they put themselves in a bad position. You're playing yeah. the two best teams in the conference back-to-back like that, and they finish out their season against St. Francis Brooklyn, who is the complete opposite of that. They are 0-7 in conference play.
Yeah, so in order, they gotta put up a fight like they've done every game.
Yeah, they got to put up a fight, but it's disappointing again because they really left with themselves with no room for error.
Yeah, like they have to be perfect.
Yeah, and against some really tough opponents, it's hard to see that happening.
Uh-huh. Well, for the women's side, Sheridan Reed leads the team in goals with 4. She's been a pleasant surprise this year. You know, the Colonials, you know, they didn't have their one main goal scorer, and a lot of the Colonials have stepped up and created those opportunities and, you know, were able to score. You know, you have Sheridan Reed with 4. You have Kayla Valeso Lima with 3. You have Devin Noll with 2. Christina Kelly with 2. I'm pretty sure, and there's others who have goals. And that goes to show you that there's multiple attackers that can attack from any side of the field. So they're doing a great job using all their offensive weapons efficiently. It's just they really need to start closing out games and, you know,
yeah.
putting wins on the board.
But as we said earlier, where this team has the young talent, Sheridan Reed, freshman. Kayla Velosoliba, freshman.
Yeah, their ceilings are.
And if they're very producing high. Right now, imagine them in, you know, when they're juniors.
Yeah.
They're seniors.
This team's potential is so great.
Yeah.
There's going to be some exciting coming years for the women.
Absolutely.
And with recruiting coming up as well,
you can probably even add more talent to that roster. Yeah,
because a lot of incoming freshmen or potential targets are going to see that there's a lot of potential here, and they want to. Then they're going to get more talent coming in, and you know, RMU's women's soccer program. You know, we could see a couple of playoff appearances in the next coming years.
Like, I definitely think so. And I think, I think it'd be surprising for them not to make the playoffs, to be completely honest, based off this young talent that they have right now, especially on the forward end. I mean, even on the back end, you still have, like, Allie Ball, who's playing almost every game. She's only a sophomore. So, I mean, there's talent all over the roster.
Oh, yeah.
For the future, which is great. It's, again, a bit sad to see them kind of just miss out this year, but again, that's a lot of inexperience. That's them just coming real close. They haven't met that full potential, and then maybe next season or the season after that, you see them reach that full potential.
Like RMU, they're getting their chances. Like Brittany O'Connell, 16 shots. You have Christina Kelly with 14, Kayla Valeso Lima with 19, Sheridan Reed with 9. The Colonials are getting their opportunities. They're just not taking advantage of them. Like, they're getting so many shots on goal, and, you know, it has to be frustrating for them that they can't finish it off.
Yeah, they're just simply just not going in the net sometimes. And that's it's like what we said earlier with Christian. It's frustrating when you have your opportunities and they're just not going in. It's a hard fix.
One of the most pleasant surprises, though, for the women's team is Sydney Bruckner.
Yeah.
Ever since coming in, she's done a fantastic job. 91 saves on the season. You know, she has a save percentage of .835 and only a 1.17 goals per game average allowed. She has been such a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, coming into the season, Julia Schmid was expected to be that starter, and then injury takes her out, and Bruckner, a junior, steps right into that role and has been extremely solid. And none of this, I wouldn't call it failure on this season, but just playing like with lower expectations. I think I'm saying, I mean, not using the right language there, but I think you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. You know, there
not meeting expectations.
Yeah, because the potential this year was there.
Yeah,
they just couldn't meet that potential. If they just maintained focus, finished out those games, they could be in a much better spot at this point in time. But now you got to focus on these last three games, win them all, and give yourself a chance. That's 16 points. 16 points is a lot.
Yeah, that's more than enough with your 7 points right there to make the playoffs if things go the right way.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
Yeah.
Soccer's a funny sport.
Yeah.
Things happen all the time. Yeah. It's like Wofford beating Leicester at home, you know, to win the Barclays Premier League.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's also good to finish off this season on the right foot.
Yeah.
To show that the team is ready to take that next step. And if you can make those strides in these last couple games and then, you know, have a strong finish, that'll be motivating for next season. And from there, in your next few seasons, that's when you can really push for that title.
Yeah, and this, again, talking about potential, this women's team will make noise in the next coming years.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see what they're doing.
Yeah, you just look up and down the roster, and it's freshmen and sophomores and a few juniors. And that's not to downplay the impact that the senior class has had. I mean, Christina Kelly has been an absolute force in the midfield.
Oh, yeah. She's been all over the place. Yeah. She's just a joy to watch on the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like what she does for the women's team, like defensively and offensively, like she's a complete player. And you know, I really hope she does continue to play soccer after.
Yeah,
after
absolutely.
Because she could definitely make some noise in a couple leagues.
Yeah, she's been fantastic. She had a great 2017 season. She put up 25 points, 9 goals, 7 assists. And she has never got back to that form. Right now on this season, she has 2 goals for 4 points. But, I mean, still the talent was definitely there. And even though the points aren't coming, the effort's always been there for her. The talent has always been there. Mm-hmm. The mindset has always been there, which is amazing to see. And it's a bit of a shame that this season probably going to end for her last season without any playoffs. But I mean, you got to commend the career that she had here.
Yeah, it's been a nice one, and you know, she's just an absolute force when she's on the field.
Yeah,
she's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever team she plays on, she's a game changer, no matter what team she's on.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough to replace that.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredibly tough to replace that. And the Colonials just have to hope that one of their younger players just steps in to that. And again, Julia Schmid, another senior, disappointing with the injury.
Yeah, that
really prevented her from performing this season too much. But, again, solid years here.
Yeah, And Bruckner Jr., you're going to get her for one more year. And then you got to go recruit some freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, got to recruit the future goalkeepers for RMU and, you know, have them learn from Bruckner. And, you know, she's an absolute blessing to learn from.
Yeah.
Because Bruckner has been absolutely incredible this year. Just with the role that she's taken on. And, you know, even the coach is super impressed with how she's handling the pressure, how she's handling the moment. And, you know, she's handled it very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about some predictions here for the for the rest of the season. So yeah. Back to the men's, you know, they're hanging on the cusp of playoffs. What do you think? Think they make it? You think they?
It's a tough one to say. I mean, the men's team has been underperforming, I guess, for most of the season. And it's another case of, I think the talent is there. They've just struggled to kind of put it all together. Like, one day they'll have a really good offensive performance, but their back end will struggle that day. And then other times it's flipped.
And, like, the back four, like, you have to make sure everybody's marked. You have to be constantly communicating. You have to keep the line together, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, in the conference points, there are only two behind Bryant and St. Francis Brooklyn who have those points.
Yeah, there's still a tremendous opportunity to get into the playoffs. They just need to go 2-0-1. They need to get points. They can't lose.
Yeah. And, I mean, they are playing some okay teams. Again, Sacred Heart is below them in the standings. They're 1-2-2 with 5 points. That's their next game, so they have a great chance there. Long Island, they're tied with them right now. And then St. Francis U is above them in the standings. So you have one below, one right with you, and run right above you. And if you can, you know, even go 2-0-1, or hopefully even 3-0.
If you go 3-0, yeah, that gives you the greatest opportunity to make the playoffs.
Obviously. But, I mean, even going 2-0-1 would be a really good finish to the season for them.
Yeah, like, you just can't lose a game. You lose a game, you're most likely done.
Yeah. Yeah, most likely. It's hard to come back from that, especially if Bryant and St. Francis Brooklyn get wins while they don't.
Yeah, you need as many points as you can. And for the women, they need to win the last three games in order to have a shot. They need to finish with 16 points to give themselves a chance.
And even then, it's quite a long shot.
Hey, you never know. They could manage to pull out 3 points. I mean, they've played well, and they finish off these games. They give themselves a shot.
Yeah. It's just tough with how top-heavy the women's side has been. I mean, Bryant, Fairleigh Dickinson, Central Connecticut, Sacred Heart all have 5 wins and either no regulation losses or 1. And you have Robin Morris with 4 right now.
And, you know, it's
tough to come back from that.
There's like a slim chance, but you win these 3 games, you never know what happens to the top teams. And the top teams could lose the rest of their games.
It's possible. Maybe St. Francis Brooklyn will. They'll go from 0-7 to 3-7.
Yeah, they'll win those games, and you know, you got RMU at 16 points, and that's greater than 15, and
yeah,
they could sneak in.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, that is all the time we have for today here on Penalty Kicks. Thank you so much for tuning in. For Samuel Goldberg and Zachary Soma, have a great night or morning whenever you're listening to this, and we'll bid you adieu.